Oh. Good morning, honey. Sorry, did I hit your head too hard? A couple counselor did tell me to hold back my anger sometimes. Too bad it didn't work, did it? Oh, come on, honey. What's with that look? You look like the Estonians tried to borrow that damn lawnmower of ours again. Of course I had to tie you up in the shed. This is where you kept all your guns and special things from me. How come I never saw this once in the last 4 years of our relationship, honey? Oh, honey, I know the counselor told us to be honest, and telling you about my hobby would be such a bother. You know how it is, don't you? Oh, dear sweetheart. I don't believe you're in the position to make such demands, such as to untie you. Remember, I'm the one that's in control. You know that collar on your neck? Honey? And what of it? Oh, well, I just thought you'd like to know that it suits you very well. Like a cute little dog. What I want? Well, as much as it would be very amusing to see you like a dog, I did bring you here for a reason. You didn't think I was into tying people up for no reason. Cute. I mean, I could always try new things. Anyway, I think we both know why I brought you here. You don't know. Really. Cute. Because I think you're playing coy right now, honey. You wouldn't tell me? Aw, how come? Oh, I know. But I really need to know some information from you. Like, who are you working for? And why you were at my target's place on the 5th at 1800? Why was I at your target's place? Please, honey, they were my targets. I got to them first. If anything, our meeting there only revealed to her agencies who we are to each other. Isn't that just fun? Honey, you got the same order, didn't you? You haven't been sleeping beside me for the past 24 hours. Instead, you've been pondering in the living room with a letter. I don't have it in me. Really? You want to challenge me, honey? Of course I do, but this is stupid. Just tell me already. Who do you work for, and why the hell were you at my target's place? Make you? Well, why didn't you say that earlier, honey? What am I doing? You told me to make you tell me what I wanted to know. So, You even slapped me. Honey, I'm pretty sure I'm the one that does the slapping. Or rather, spanking, right? Don't. Are you perhaps getting too excited, honey? All I wanted was to give you a kiss. Your face is red, sweetheart. Come on. If you tell me now, I can end this stupid interrogation. And maybe we can save both of our asses from our own agencies before they kill us themselves. You were given 48 hours for this mission, weren't you? I got the same order. So you've just answered my question and stopped wasting my time. Maybe we could get this shit off our backs. Or if you really want, I can go through with some extreme measures in this interrogation. A pick your poison kind of thing, you know? Fuck you. Well, why don't you fuck me yourself, coward? Oh, you're so cute. I wonder how resilient you are when I do some interesting measures to you to get what I want from you. All I asked was some information, honey. All you have to do is tell me. Insults after insults. It's cute. Let you go, we can figure something out. Like what, huh? Like what Mr. and Mrs. Smith did back in 2005? You're joking. For fuck's sakes. How the hell are we gonna fight back against our agencies? They have a whole arsenal of shit they can throw at us. I mean, yes, we are the best from our agencies. But this is too risky. They can make us do something stupid, I don't know. They have technology these days, something more advanced that we didn't have back then. So what am I gonna do now? What, honey? You don't like my belt? How come? What are you afraid of? Well, if you're not gonna tell me what I want to know, I might as well have some fun. Besides, it'll get the eyes off of us for now. And I need to take out my anger somehow, because it seems like this interrogation isn't working so well doing it the easy way. So, the hard way it is. Can we talk this out? I think it's a bit too late for that, honey. Trust me, you had a chance. But unfortunately, you ran out of it. For now. Now why don't you be a good little pet and just sit still and let me do the work and the talking and everything. Okay? I promise I won't be gentle in the slightest.